And now for another Human Factors Minute. Safety culture is about what people do, safety-related behaviors, how people feel, individual and group values, attitudes, and perceptions, as well as what an organization has, its policies, its procedures, structures, and systems. These three aspects are interrelated and therefore not mutually exclusive. A company's safety culture is shaped by corporate practices and organizational behavior, and so the full picture can't be gained from just focusing on the perceptions of the staff. Companies should collect data from surveys and talking to their staff, and then communicate the findings back to those involved in order to take action. Interventions on safety culture should not only explore attitudes and behaviors of the frontline workforce, but also question and challenge managers as well as leaders. Rather than trying to influence safety culture directly, it's helpful to focus on a specific topic, such as procedures, fatigue, or competence. How you go about this type of intervention could have a significant effect on a range of predictors of a positive safety culture, such as involving staff, listening to their concerns, making leaders more visible, and taking visible action to help improve culture. Creating a positive safety culture takes a great deal of time and effort, perhaps over several years, and is not a one-off process. This has been another Human Factors Minute.
Support us on Patreon for access to our full library of additional Human Factors Minutes at patreon.com/humanfactorscast.